With skew T diagrams, three different elements have to be plotted on the same chart. But with hodographs, we're only concerned with wind. Plotting wind on a polar diagram allows us to determine various types of shear. Recall that shear is the change in wind speed and direction between two levels, or with height. So we're talking about a gradient with the term shear. Also recall that wind direction is indicated by the direction that the wind is coming from, so if it's a south wind, that means it's coming from the south. The hodograph's polar coordinates appear upside down from what you're used to, with north being on the bottom and south on the top for the northern hemisphere,